everybody. It's E3 2012, and one of the things that people are buzzing about all across the conference is Microsoft's announcement of Smart Glass. So I'm here with Peter Aurelian, who is going to sort of walk us through it. First of all, what is Smart Glass?
Xbox Smart Glass is a technology that we've announced that allows content creators to create really rich, immersive experiences. And it does more than just deploy those into an ecosystem where you have to go and dig to find it. The beauty of Smart Glass is that it's going to surface it to you. So I'll show you here in a moment, but essentially what happens is whatever's on my console, whether I'm watching a movie, a TV show, playing music, playing a game, the content creators can go and create these activities. And what will happen is Smart Glass will say, hey, I know what you're doing, and here's all the related things you could do around that content. What we find is that there are a lot of content creators out there now who are creating this stuff. They don't have an elegant way to get it to consumers, and consumers, when they can find it, are having to work really hard for it. So we're going to push it to them with Xbox Smart Glass.
So it's a way of sort of connecting your living room's television, your Windows 8 PC, and your Windows phone. Do you need all three devices to sort of access this content?
No, I mean, you need a smart device. It could be just a slate, could be just a phone. But it's really any smart device. Okay. And that's part of the beauty, too, is what we're going to do is we're going to say, hey, consumer, you don't need this companion and that companion and all these companions. You need one companion. It's called Xbox Smart Glass.
Gotcha.
And it's on the device you already own.
Perfect.
So there's no purchase required.
You like that.
You like that.
All right, well, let's walk us through it. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I've got here, just to kind of show you how the devices can work together, I've got several activities that I can do. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to launch Paramount. So I launched Paramount with my phone. I've got a simple input device with my phone. You can see that the console now recognizes it. So I've used my phone as a controller. It's going to come up. It's going to show me a couple of clips that we've worked with Paramount for the purpose of these demos. I've got School of Rock. So I can simply tap here on the phone. It's going to say, hey, you want to watch? We'll say, yeah. So we tap a couple of times. It's going to launch this clip. So now we're watching the show. You can see what's happened on my slate is it's recognized that I'm watching this. Say, okay, so I'm watching that. Let's get more information about it. So School of Rock, there's some information. I have the same kinds of transport controls here. I can pause and fast forward and all of that.
Uh-huh.
But where it really gets powerful is here with activities. I can say, click, who's on screen? And what this will do is it'll say, in the scene that I'm looking at,
get out of town.
Right.
Wow.
Now I can tap on Jack Black, and I get all this information about his character. I can say, what else has Jack Black been in? There's all his films. He's a funny guy. There's a bunch of funny quotes.
Oh, wow.
And then this is more than just chapter advance. This is actual scenes that Jack Black is in. So I can look across the film and I can say, oh, there's all the things. If I wanted to just see a particularly funny scene that Jack is in, I can look and I can find something. Let me see if I can find something. So I could tap there. And it'll just skip right to that.
Right there. So it's actually sort of watching right along with you. It's monitoring what scene you're at, where you are in the film, who's right there on the screen at that moment.
That's exactly right. And when it comes to games, we have a game that we just announced at the conference called Ascend New Gods. We have as an activity for that where you go into a dungeon, and those dungeons are clouded by fogs of war. But the activity shows you the full dungeon, so you can navigate in a way that someone who doesn't have the smart glass can't. You can find the treasure. And then it'll also, when you're coming up on a boss, it'll serve you a dossier on that boss, and it'll say, here's all of the information about them. So you could decide, maybe I better get out of Dodge,
because
I can't beat that guy. or I can take him, right? So it gives you this strategy information with enough time to make decisions.
Gotcha.
That's just one execution. What'll happen is because we've given these tools to content creators, I just expect the sky's the limit, and it's all going to be available through this one simple user interface.
So what we really need to happen then is we need to get content creators, developers, you know, game studios, movie studios on board with this so that they're creating content specifically for Smart Glass, right?
Yeah, and you know, the thing is they got an easy way to start. You know, Paramount has a whole bunch of really great information already. You know, things like you see here. I'm a fan of the show Touch, and they advertise in their show that they have this really great website to go get all this information. But I never quite make it to my PC to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If it was on Smart Glass,
right,
my behavior would be I would turn on a console, I would launch Smart Glass, and then as I'm watching the show, it just is going to feed it to me.
Right.
I mean, I just think that's the best of both worlds.
Absolutely. I mean, I know personally I've been known to sit at home with my laptop watching a movie and randomly look up things that I find interesting, but if it was all right there,
yeah,
in one central location while my Smart Glass was active while my movie was playing, piece of cake.
Exactly right.
And so when can I play with Smart Class? When is this available for consumers?
This holiday.
This holiday season.
That's right.
Great. Well, hopefully you'll get a lot of content creators on board. This looks amazing.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.